Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday. Good morning, everyone. Today, I wanted to do a meditation on the Leo sign of the zodiac, which is also the strength card in the tarot deck, the number 8. I really want to say a real quick reminder. I did have a show yesterday. I had to cancel the last minute, so I'm fortunate if people called in. I do apologize about that. But, normally my shows are Thursday and Sunday right now, and just until I get into my regular time slot again, which was really Tuesday and Thursday, so I'm just trying to get back to that. But Saturday was supposed to be, like, spontaneous, and it spontaneously, unfortunately, got canceled. It's just so much was going on, so I do apologize. But saying that, I want to get back into the strength part. The strength, Leo the Lion, cat power. How do we achieve the cat power for ourselves? I did a card, and it's funny, I got something interesting. See, in order to get this strength, this inner strength for everyone, it seemed that our subconscious mind, like once we start to channel it and focus, like, okay, I want more strength, I want more inner strength, I want to be strong. It says that the subconscious mind will actually tell you these things, like in dreams and symbols, and you just have to pay attention. Like recently I had a really good dream involving strength. And just, you know, I won't go into too much of the dream, but it just basically left me with there are things that I need to say to certain people to get off my chest. And that was kind of like my road to the 8 card of strength. I mean, it may be different for you once you really start intending on how you can get your strength. Why are we talking about strength? Strength is important because with the way the world is today and the way that we are constantly trying to just, you know, survive, the more strength that you feel, the less likely that you will burn out, and the less likely that you will appear weak, I guess, to other people. And if you need to rely on anyone in this world, you really don't want to appear vulnerable, because people like to have strong leaders. So I don't know, you know, what everyone does outside of the show, but if you manage, you know, something, or if you have children and you are in a leadership position, like, people look up to you. You can't really afford, I mean, we all have a certain type of weakness in life, but you don't want to appear that way, because it's just harder to get things done, I noticed. It's harder for people to really, like, listen to you. So that's where cat power comes into play, this inner cat power of the Leo. Now, Leo, this color of Leo is associated with yellow, of course, you know, the lion is associated with yellow. So even on a subtle level, you would think if you just wear more yellow colors, it could bring out that strength from within. And Leo represents the fire element. So we're in summer now. This is a good time for Leo. It's a good time for other signs as well. But Leo definitely comes up in the summer. Fire, summer is just this whole idea of this inner enthusiasm, this excitement for life. And then you talk about the number of that major arcana card, the strength card, number 8. 8 also represents, interestingly enough, animal reason. So Leo's not like this wild thing, right? It's the cool, collected sovereign of the land, who just kind of like sits back and allows for other people to do their work or whatever. But they've already established themselves as leaders. I mean, 8 is associated with so many other things, mental discipline. So there's this idea of basically taking your wild. Speaking of Leo, my yellow cat just came in. If he could talk, he would say hello. He would meow. But case in point, my yellow cat, he gives me a run for my money all the time, Milo. He's always escaping. Out of all my cats here, like, he's the only one that wants to leave out the door. And I think he just does that just to say, like, he wants his freedom. And he comes, I mean, sometimes he comes back. Sometimes I think he forces me to go and find him. He plays his game with me. But he still has his position. He still loves. I mean, I don't just abandon him like, okay, you know, you want to go out so much, I'm just going to leave you out here. He has something about him, like his personality. I'm like, all right, I'm going to keep dealing with you. You just have this, you know, you just have this regalness about you. So, you know, you're the only cat that's like this. You have a personality. Let me come find you. But he always makes a note to leave the house. Like, he always has to, like, have his freedom, and he does that. I think once you start to unleash your inner cat power, you're going to be like that. You'll probably be, like, more assertive in your life, you know, whereas once before you would just kind of wait until your superior said you could go to lunch. Maybe you, like, look up and, like, I don't see much work, you know, there's not busy right now. Let me just go up and take my break. I'm going to tell you when I go take my break, right? That's the difference with the Leo, the inner Leo coming out of us. And you don't have to be a Leo sign in order to have these Leo traits. I just wanted to mention, like, a lot of the signs in the zodiac we already have in our natal chart. It's just about finding it and bringing it out into our everyday experience. So I just wanted to say that. Like, right now he's fighting me. This is interesting. He's, you know, it's right time. don't fight me. But anyway. I was going to say, yeah, Leo is definitely controlling, though. It's not being completely wild. It's controlling your desires enough. You know, maybe, like, someone's really messing with you at school or at work. Sometimes you feel like, oh, I just want to punch this guy. But I'm telling you, when you have, like, the Leo strength, you kind of, like, reason with yourself, like, yeah, I could punch this guy, but I lose my job, but you know what, like, I'm going to deal with this another way and talk to this guy outside of work or something like that. Like, it will give you enough strength to say, you know what, let me deal with this in the mature fashion, right, but then still maintain your power, maintain your sovereignty, like, let that guy know, like, yo, don't be messing with me, because I really wanted to hit you just then. I'm just letting you know, like, how I felt. You know what I mean? It's like you really kind of stepping up and saying these things to defend your character. But, okay, so we went over the strength. We went over the eight. We went over cat power in the sense that your subconscious mind kind of tells you how to get your own inner strength. And it's funny, like, the card that comes up around the cats are, it's a card that I have in the Oracle deck. It's called the Queen Khalifa card. I think there's some interesting mythology surrounding this figure, but nonetheless, this is my cat card in the Oracle deck. And it basically says you have to seek symbols and cipher meanings. And when I went into, like, more meditation and more readings on this, it's more about, like, having your subconscious. Like, you intend, like, I want to be strong. Like, I want to have the strength so I can procure money so things won't bother me so much at work. You ask yourself this before you go to sleep. Like, show me the way. You know what I mean? You're kind of telling your subconscious mind, like, show me how I can get that inner Leo strength for my life. And you go to sleep, you will have an interesting dream. and these dreams will, you know, they'll be metaphoric. You'll have symbols in it. And right before you wake up, it'll be an impressionable dream enough where you'll remember it, right? And, you know, you write it down and you'll be like, wow, like, this is what I got from my own subconscious mind. This is what myself is trying to tell me. And whatever your road to that strength is, it'll tell you. You know, like I said, my personal experience, it's told me that I got to, like, basically tell some people, not tell some people off, but basically express myself to a certain person and just get things off my chest with this person. It was very simple for me. So, you know, it might be a little bit different for the next person, but that's just kind of like the idea of the Leo strength. And this is the best time to do it in the summer. You know, you get that energy to do it. You know, Leo's associated with fire. We're in the summer. We're in the height of summer. Go for it. So, okay. And then just get, like, another sign. Is there anything else that resembles the Leo strength card of the major arcana? Just want to see if there's any more clarification for everyone. Okay, so Leo is associated with the second house, and the second house is associated with money, of course, like resources. There's a reason why there is the king lion of the jungle, okay, that I feel like to be the archetypal Leo. He is the one that has his pack. He has the other lion that fetch food for him. He has his territory. In the animal kingdom, he commands that sovereignty because, because of the way he looks. He's bigger than all the lion cats, and he's got, like, hair that's different. And I've seen some National Geographic things. I mean, I've seen the lions really do work. Some people will say, oh, yeah, the head lion doesn't do any work. I don't think that's necessarily true all the time. They do work before they become, like, the lion of a pride. Like, they have to prove themselves. I have seen a couple of programs. It's very interesting where you'll see, like, two young male lions with the mate with the hair, and they would go out and they would try to get as many kills, and they would produce. They would show, you know, the other females, like, I'm worthy. They would do things to just prove their worth or whatever. So they do the work, and they get that title, and they get that prestige just from, you know, their own accumulation of the resources. So in our human society, it's quite different, but it's kind of like the same principle. Like, in society, if you are someone who works hard and people see that you're productive and you're getting resources and you're really just kind of going in to be about your business, through these associations of your character, you know, maybe you may not have the best job in the world, but your work ethic can be touched with. You know what I mean? Like, people looking like, wow, like, they're going in, like, can't touch your work ethic. You start getting this reputation, and people, if you just start to speak, you just look out for people, like, really listening to you and just like, wow, let me see what you have to say. Because it's all about your actions, right? I mean, you can do this in other ways. I've seen people, like, who command a certain type of influence at work where they're doing a good job, they're coming on time. Outside of that, they're looking really nice. Like, this might be a person that has something they wear all the time, maybe like a wristband or just something that's personable, and they just always have their appearance well kept. I mean, it can be little things, but it adds over time. So people, you know, they see that, you know what I mean? And you may not think it yourself, but you're starting to accumulate a type of influence at work. You know, the same principle at school, you're starting to get a reputation, and it's a good one. So this is kind of like where that whole Leo trait comes into as far as like leadership. If you wanted to become the leader and be assertive, you could. You amass enough energy from the standpoint of human beings. Human beings still, we still have the animal traits. So if you get into energy, you start to feel like people who have like amassed certain amounts of energy. Like I feel it. Like I get into my energetics and I'll start to feel like, okay, this person has power level 300. This person has power level 500. I mean, it's something like that where you'll just feel. And for the people who don't really, who are not sensitive to this and they don't feel it, it still works. It's still like this invisible pull in everyone. And you wonder why, you know, maybe Suzanne or, you know, Dan, for instance, at the work, like, why, you know, why are people like attracted to them? Why do they seem to have like a following or influence? It's because of this inner Leo thing I'm talking about, this inner Leo of strength. There's something about them. They could be very sociable. Maybe you don't see all of the production that they've done, right? Maybe they're just very sociable. A lot of the Leos are very sociable people. They're very charismatic. They know how to talk to people. So Leo has that associated with it as well. It's not just physical strength. It's the inner strength to deal with people. So I say this to just, like, have people think about things. Why would you want this in your life? Well, you may not want, like, who really wants to be, like, the leader of someone else, right? You want to be a leader in your own life. This is why you want to inquire that inner Leo strength. You want to be a leader in your own life. You want things in life to go more smoothly for you. Right now I'm drinking this, like, interesting purple banana berry drink. And it's a healthy drink. This is really good. It's some ice. It's a healthy shake in the morning I like to do. You know, whatever your regimen is to make you feel good. I noticed, like, these smoothies and teas over time have really made my body feel stronger. I do a lot of herbal teas, and I do talk about herbs in the show. So, I mean, it could be, like, something as simple as your health, but you start to feel, you know, you start to feel the strength within yourself, you know what I mean, over time. If you keep nurturing yourself, your body, for me, it's been smoothies, herbal teas in the morning. It's been frequent walks. It's been, you know, going into my meditation, into my dream state often, just check in with myself, see what's going on. But those are simple things for me that make me empowered. So you need to ask yourself how to do that for yourself, right? How to channel your inner Leo. I will say if you wanted to help out the cats, you could always find like a yellow cat to inspire you. But you know, not everyone's a cat person, but there's not many yellow cat like orange tabbies around anyway. They're becoming rarer too, so. It's just something that, you know, when you look at the yellow cats and how they act, it just really does inspire, you know, this is what this whole strength thing, this whole freedom thing is about. Like, my cat is, he's not, I want to say he's wild, like, he understands that, you know, this is his home, but he has his personality, and he always likes to tell me, like, I want to go outside, I want to dangle around the window, like, I want to make my heart, I want to make my mommy's heart jump outside her chest so I could, you know, just get some attention. But maybe you don't want to deal with that, right? Other inspiring ways for your strength, you know, you might have a personal role model in your community that you look up to. I could say that's a start. Like, I've actually used role models for myself. Like, there are people that I look up to that I really do enjoy, and they really help inspire me on an everyday basis. So, I mean, you do what you can, right? And this takes work. It's not magic. Well, it is kind of magic. It is magic, right? It's your own inner magic, but it is work. You know, it just doesn't happen without you doing it and intending on it. Okay, so I guess I'm going to leave you guys on that note. of my Leo meditation. Any more advice? Okay. Be patient with yourself when you're trying to find ways to make your spirit stronger. With your mind, figure out what you want, right? And then with the physical, figure out what you need. So it's like this balance of what you want and what you need. If what you want and what you need are like the same thing, then it makes your job easier, really. But a lot of times when we talk about strength, we're really talking about spiritual strength, because, I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of just easy just to work out and get, you know, bigger abs and just, you know, full of, say you're, you know, I got my Leo strength, you know, right here. But honestly, it really comes from the spirit first, because I've known people who have lost weight and they still have the same issues. Seriously, like, they'll lose all this ton of weight, look like different people, and they'll still wrestle with the issues of low self-esteem and lack of self-confidence. And you would think that wouldn't be so, but it's true. So then that tells me this is something that is a process of the mind that goes deeper into the mind, into the spirit. That's something that needs to be cleared out before you probably ever even, you know, try to, like, do things to your body. But, you need to change the inner first and then work with the outer. It's probably, like, the best advice, because you change the inner, you get that feeling right away. Like, I know I'm strong because of what I've done, what I said, you know, my character that shows. Then you go into a different part of strength. Well, now let me get my body to match. Let me get healthy. Let me start getting into my nutrition. Let me nurture my whole self now. And that's the best way to do it, because you do it the other way, you can still have issues. I've seen this. People still have issues. But definitely that's my recommendation. Go from within. Go from the spirit. Have some dreams. Let your subconscious mind tell you, give you the symbols in your own personal life, your own personal story, how you can become Leo strong for this summer. Enjoy, Mom, with Sunday's meditation. Do apologize about yesterday. It's not my normal day, so I'm going to try to stick to the Thursday and Sundays for right now. I am coming on with a mobile app, so people can get in touch with me more often, because it's kind of like an issue, like I'm doing so much, like people just want, you know, they want to be able to get in touch with me. So that's on its way for you guys, so you can always see what I'm doing, what other things I'm doing. And, I just want to leave you guys with that. Like, be blessed, stay true to yourself, and find your true inner cat power. Have a wonderful day, guys.